All right, guys. Well, I've got 9 o'clock, my time, so I'm going to get started if it's all right with you. And frankly, if we don't have any more background noise than we got right now, I will not have to mute anybody out.
Hello.
Which would be ideal for me. So let's start with a little bit of call etiquette because we got a lot to cover tonight. If you guys would keep down the background noise, no barking dogs, no screaming children, no hissing cars going down the highway, no conversations going on in the background, then I will not have to mute you out. However, I do have an operator standing by to take your questions and put you in the queue, so I might do that anyway when we're through, just so we don't have to talk all over each other. So, this is the kind of racket we get to avoid by doing that. First, I want to start by finding out if my mentors are on the call. I call your name. The McNeils, are you back?
John Iannotti's here.
Okay, Iannotti's here. Lynette's here.
Ryan, yep.
Yep, we're both here, Ryan.
Steve Deuce?
I'm here, Ron.
Okay, Tim, I know you're here. Jim Zaspel?
Got you, Ron.
All right. Is Adam Sloan on the call by any chance? Right. Adam Sloan is from Pat Live.
Hey, hi, Ron.
Pardon me? John, was that you?
Yeah, we just got on, Ron. They said it was filled. They said the conference was filled, and we had to wait quite a while.
All right. John, do you know if Adam Sloan was tuning in tonight?
I had talked to him earlier, and he said he was going to try. But he wanted confirmation from you or from Global if it was okay.
Oh, for crying out loud. Do you happen to have his cell phone number, John?
Let me go check on my computer, see what I have.
If you got it, go ahead and give him the number and ask him to tune in.
Okay.
If not, I'll read his letter, but I'm going to have him here.
Okay.
All right. I think that's any other mentors on the phone?
Rick Donner.
Oh, Donner. Okay. How are you guys?
All right. Doing great, Ron. How are you?
Plugging along, man.
Need it.
All right.
Well, let's get going. I'm going to – I've got a list to cover here. Let me tell you, everybody, what we're going to do on the call tonight. I'm going to start by dealing with yellow letters. We're going to talk about the issues, and we'll hear from some people that are using the yellow letter. Just happen to have the inventors of the yellow letter on here.
Hey.
Let me go ahead and mute everybody here just a second. Okay, can my mentors hear me?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right. So I muted everybody out except the mentors who are on the code. And everybody who tuned in late that's in the mentor category, if you're – in fact, let me go down roll call again. McNeils.
Here.
Lynette.
And Brian, yeah.
Iannotti's. Iannotti. Tune in, hang up and call back on 44028, please. 44028 is your code. And anybody else that's in the mentor list, if you can't hear me now, or if I can't hear you now, Steve, you on this code?
Yeah, I got it.
Tim?
I'm here.
Zaspel? Okay, you guys call back and use that code, 44028, so we can talk while I mute the rest of the group out, and then I'm open it back up for Q&A when we're done. So we're going to cover the yellow letter stuff tonight. We have the inventors of the yellow letter on the telephone, John and Donna McNeil. If there's anybody who knows anything about that thing, it's them. We will discuss some issues that have taken place in Canada concerning the yellow letter, what has been done about it, and hopefully we'll talk to some of the folks tonight that are responsible for getting that thing in the mix up there and have done a lot of work to get it to answer questions and so forth. We'll get back to that. I hope we're going to get Adam Sloan from Pat Live. He is one of the principals in Pat Live on the phone. I got a letter from him if I don't. We're going to hear from quite a few students tonight, I hope. We're also going to get some information from Tim Cook concerning some websites that he's compiled. He's done a magnificent job of putting together a whole booklet of websites, and a bunch of them are Canadian websites, which is why we're bringing them up tonight. And I'm also going to send those to you tomorrow after we try to separate out the ones that are useful to you Canadians. And then I'll discuss the Toronto call that I had and what we're doing, some event scheduling, and then I'll open it up for questions and answers for you guys when I am through. So let me start by bringing the McNeils to the forefront, if I may. John and Donna
are here, and John is still on the phone. He's talking to
trying to get Adam right now. All right. Well, Donna, you guys, from what you told me today, have approximately 100 Canadian customers. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So that means you have 100 Canadians mailing out yellow letters. John read me a list of concerns today from the Canadian students. So why don't we knock those out and just go right down the list. And I am not afraid to face any of those issues on there. We're going to deal with them. And then simultaneously, I've got a list of students here, and we're going to hear from them. And, in fact, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 or 8 folks that volunteered to talk tonight as well who've got deals working. So I want you guys to hear from them for sure and see what's going on right around you there. So let's start with the McNeils here. Let's get this yellow letter thing out of the way if we can. So tell us, what issues have you been hearing from the Canadians?
Well, we have a list. He's on the phone, and he really wants to talk to you. Can you hold on just a half a second, Ron?
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Ron, this is Dash. Well, I'm back on here.
All right, good.
I am on your back.
All right, excellent. Good. Okay. I'm waiting on John McNeil to come on. And by the way, guys, let me just make this announcement before he gets here. Those of you who are in our master's program, and incidentally, this call was put out tonight for all of the attendees for the Quick Turn event, and that includes the master's and the non-master's, and I apologize that it happens to coincide with a meeting that Don is doing in Toronto tonight, which we did not know about here till recently. There's going to be an awful lot of folks at that meeting with him, and so obviously we have a conflict. We will be recording this call tonight so we can get it to anyone that hopefully missed it because they had that conflict. I just didn't know. I just wasn't aware of it in time, and I couldn't move the call. Don and I have agreed that we are going to move the March Quick Turn event that I was going to do in Ontario to October. So you can make a note that we will be doing one in October. And I'll go over the other events with you before we get off the phone tonight to make sure everybody's got the right dates that applies to all of you masters for sure. And I would also remind you masters that we have a 30-minute call coming. It's part of your package so that you can exercise that anytime you like. And for those of you who are coming to the commercial event here next week, if you want to meet with me, I do need to know in advance so I can schedule my time, but we'll make some for 6 or 8 appointments during that commercial event in Vegas, and we do have a bunch of you Canadians coming to that current event, commercial event in Vegas. So, all right, John, are you back?
He's. Do you have it, John? Yes.
All right. Well, while he's looking for it, let me get some more of this stuff out of the way then.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. All of you can make a note, whether you're masters or not, of the list of events that I've got on the schedule that I will be personally coming to do. And if you're not a master's, you can still get into these events. You just have to see the Rain Group. They can get you in these events. You'll have to pay for them because you haven't paid for them. The masters have, so the masters are already on our registration list. I'll be coming up and doing the event called Buying and Selling with Owner Financing, and that's going to be in Edmonton on April the 22nd through the 24th. April 22nd through the 24th, and you guys do not want to miss that. And the rest of your training on buying and selling single-family houses. On May the 27th through the 29th, I will be coming up and doing business management, which frankly is dedicated toward real estate but could apply to most any business. It's 3 days of me teaching you how to run businesses. And then in June, I am not going to come to Canada to do the Internet event because we're doing one in Chicago, and it's June 3rd through the 5th. It's called .com for Beginners, and it's an event designed for people who do not have history in Internet marketing to learn how to buy to make money on the Internet if you can barely spell Internet. It is designed for beginners to take them from knowing nothing to getting a nice income stream coming from doing something on the Internet. And incidentally, that does not mean that you have to have a product or a service. Just believe me when I tell you there's a ton of ways to make money on the Internet, even if you don't have a website. So you're going to really enjoy that event. And obviously, that has nothing to do with whether you're in Canada, except you'll have some Canadian websites. But it's the Internet. So you definitely want to be at that event if you have any interest in making a lot of money on the Internet, as so many of my folks are doing that we brought into the real estate world. My mastermind meetings will be, for those of you that are in our master's group, you should have these dates, but I'll repeat them again while I'm stalling here waiting on John McNeil.
We have him, Ron. You're not stalling. It's good.
Okay, all right. Let me get this done. My mastermind will be in Edmonton on April the 20th and the 21st, and that is directly in front of the owner financing event. So, guys, that's 5 days right there in a row, just so you'll know. My August mastermind will be on the 18th and the 19th, and my November mastermind will be on the 17th and the 18th. I believe those dates are right. If they're not, you'll certainly know about it. Right now, you just need to focus on the one in March. And frankly, we may decide to move those dates to accommodate or whatever when we do that first meeting. Once we get together as a group, we'll decide as a group what to do next. All right, John?
Yes, sir.
Would you just take it over here for a few minutes and tell us what's going on in the world of yellow letters?
Okay. Well, Susan, our general manager, when people call in to our company show, he's asked the sauce and how they found out about yellowletter.com. And what has happened, she gets a lot of Canadians calling questions and a lot of Canadians that we do letters for. Some of the issues, and I think we have them all worked out, one was the yellow letter is a new concept for the Canadians. There were a lot of skepticism about it, especially with the people receiving the letters, and especially in the small towns in Western Canada. I believe Susan has talked with the people sending it, and we assured them that it's a legal thing to send out. The letter's legal. There's no problems. We don't violate any privacy laws, and they're curious about different things in the list. The students are providing us with their list themselves. Overall, the Canadians are very satisfied. All our Canadian customers, and we're proud to have them, are very satisfied with the results they're getting from the yellow letters. The response rate has been very high, over 30% in most cases. So I think we've worked out all the different.
All right, John, let me interrupt you here for a minute. Gary and Jody Workman, would you please dial *0 and get in the queue for the operator? And let's hope we have an operator. We're supposed to have an operator. And get in the queue because
this is Kathy. I'll be your operator tonight.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
Hello.
So that am I right? Hit *0.
That is correct.
All right. If the Workmans will do that, she'll put you in the queue because as soon as John's through, we're going to come back and talk to you because Gary has actually paved the way for you guys in Alberta. All right. Go ahead, John.
There's been some. Did you want me to talk about the negative feedback also?
Well, sure. We're going to do good,
okay.
Bad, ugly. We don't have any secrets.
All right. This is some of the native feedback that we got from some of the mentor students when they call in. And this is unsolicited by our company. We don't do a question and answer. We basically ask people how they heard about us for our records, for our marketing. And then they start talking and telling us, you know, about their situations. One of the mentor students told us that one of the mentors was busy with his own deals to be able to help. And I know you addressed this at our meeting so we can better serve our students. Several reported that they feel...
Let's stick to the yellow letter issues first, John.
Okay. The issues came about. Most of them were basically, as I said, that was it. It was very few issues other than how to answer the questions, and we do have 8 questions on our website. We'll make sure that everybody gets those that orders yellow letters. I think they are, just, and they can call us for some help with that on how to answer the questions. And there's the 8 most frequently asked questions that really help somebody when they're talking with a potential seller of a house, helps calm them down and reassure them that we're just there to buy the house. We're not into anything that's illegal or deceptive.
All right, so the biggest issue is that it actually works so well that it scares people.
Yes, it does.
And people don't, so they, you know, never seen anything like it. And so they question the validity of it, and they wonder if somebody's trying to defraud them or something of that nature. Is that correct?
That's basically it. And okay. One of my students has just sent out yellow letters, just started, and he's already has a deal in the works where he's going to be picking up a house where the person is behind on their payments.
Okay, well, I hope we're going to hear a bunch of those tonight. However, simultaneously, everybody admits it's getting tremendous incoming calls. And, in fact, we've got a whole list of deals here that I hope we're sure going to try to get to generated from it. So the downside is that it was so new that it upset the marketplace, but that's because it works so well.
Yes, and, you know, if you're sending out the alert, you're always going to have this. This is just like being in baseball. You know, you swing the bat and you miss. And sometimes you argue with the umpire whether it's a strike or a ball, and it's the same thing when people get the letter. They don't believe that somebody actually sent them something handwritten that says they want to buy their house. Nobody ever sent us anything they want to buy.
And, John, I think you'll agree that we get the same issues in the United States. However, we will also admit that they are a little bit amplified in Canada because of the privacy issues up there.
That's absolutely correct, Ron.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, so what? You know what that tells me is that you guys are the first to be able to get this thing. You're the first to use it, and you are in a very nice position, especially after you do what Gary Workman has done for you and alerted everybody who cares that it's a perfectly legitimate deal. And John, I think how many years have we been doing this yellow letter now?
Wow, altogether it's about 7, Ron.
Okay, when we first started, we had the exact same issues down here, didn't we?
Oh, God, we had lawyers calling us, newspapers. We went to court, you know, policemen coming to the doors of people sending it out. And we still have issues today, but they're minor, and people get upset. I don't understand the philosophy and the mindset. If somebody sends them a letter and says, hi, I'm a realtor, and they have their picture on a glossy postcard, and it says, I want to list your house, they just throw it in the garbage. They don't even read it. When we send out our letter that states I want to buy, and that's a lot kinder thing to tell somebody I want to buy it than just list it, where when you're listing something, you know, it's just like putting a sign in your yard. Nobody's doing anything for you or putting any money in the seller's pocket or helping the seller get out of a situation. We can do that just with the word buy. They know we're going to help them resolve their problem. Just
all right.
One word.
So the moral of the story is the letter works. It works well. In fact, it works exactly like I told you it would work. And, in fact, if you guys remember, I also told you you were going to get some flack. And so we got flack. And, Gary, are you on the phone yet? Gary or Jody Workman? Kathy, or do you have anybody in the queue?
Ron, this is Adam from Pat Live.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Adam.
All right, I'll be right with you, Adam. Kathy, is Gary or Jody there?
Jody is on the line. Go ahead and start speaking, Jody.
All right, Jody, you want to jump in here? Tell us what is going on with you with this thing. Hello, Jody. Jody, are you in? What happened to him, Kathy?
Looks like they're on the line. I'm not quite sure on why they're not speaking. They're not muted, unless they've muted their own line.
All right. You guys didn't mute. We haven't told them how to mute their own line.
You can do it on your own phone, Ron. I do that from time to time.
Well, I know, but I haven't told them how to do it, so I'm assuming they haven't done it. Kathy, would you work with them on that while I go ahead and bring Adam on?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Adam, you here?
Yes, sir.
All right, Adam. This is Adam from Pat Live, guys. which is another component of mailing the yellow letters. You've got to have somebody to take these calls, and I think it's quite obvious to you now why I told you not to take them, because you're definitely going to get some people calling you who don't understand what you're doing and are just wondering what you're up to and wondering how you got their name and all that stuff. So, Adam, let's address that, and I appreciate you taking the time to get on this call here tonight.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
We're opening new territory with this yellow letter up in Canada, as you can see. And putting everybody on the cutting edge up there. So let's start with one of our students said that the greeting that comes on Pat Live doesn't sound Canadian.
So I agree with that.
It's kind of hard for us to speak Canadian, isn't it?
So it is, and then we don't have a large pool down here to hire from.
Right, so what are we going to do about that, Adam?
We've got that that greeting is completely customizable. You can call in. I'll give you guys my number if you want to call me directly to give you instructions. But you can call in and record that yourself. So I would think that would disarm a lot of the concern that people have if they hear your voice initially and you say, you know, thank you for calling. Give me just a moment. We'll be right with you. Your call is being connected, something to that effect, and then one of our agents will answer the phone.
Okay. So I forgot to tell them that, to be honest with you. They can just simply make the voice, the greeting their own voice. So if you speak Canadian and you think that'll help, you can do that. Frankly, it won't help, but if it'll make you feel better, just go right ahead and do it. All right. The second issue was that you thought you could probably do a better job of answering the phone and asking the question, how did you get my information? You want to comment on that?
Right, yeah. I mean, obviously, one of the issues initially was, in the United States, that information is public record. And so, initially, we didn't realize that that's not the case in Canada. So our agents have been taking these calls, like you said, for 7 years. And they're used to answering that question in the same way. So that was a challenge initially. I think we've addressed it, but I think we could also do a much better job if we had some input from the actual students that, you know, what would work in Canada. You know, usually we answer that question now to the effect of, we purchase a list and et cetera. So, but if there is a better way to do it, we'll be happy to implement that.
Well, I think we should just tell them, Adam, that we mailed to everyone in your neighborhood.
Okay.
And that's pretty much what we're doing anyway.
Right.
And I think that's understandable. But I'll tell you what, when I open the lines up here, if you guys want to have input on that, make a note of it right now. When I open it up for questions and answers, we'll come back to that. And then we'll get that to Adam, because I'm not going to make him sit on this phone call here and listen to this stuff that doesn't pertain to him all night. I ask him to tune in here to cover that issue. And, Adam, before you go, would you tell them a little bit about Pat Live so that they don't think it's some mom-and-pop shop set up in somebody's basement?
Sure. Yeah, we're based out of Tallahassee, Florida. We've been in business since 1990. We've answered hundreds of thousands of calls for all types of businesses. Real estate investors here in the United States are some of our biggest clients. We have about 115 people on site, and mostly it's made up of the people actually answering your calls are college students from Florida State University. So we've got a lot of experience with this. And we've been working with Mr. John and Ron for a very long time, and had a lot of success with it. And we would love to do the same thing for you guys. So any input you guys have, I'll go ahead and give you my contact information. You can reach me directly. I manage most of these accounts. My name is Adam Sloan, like Ron said. You can reach me directly at adam.sloan@patlive.com, or you can call me at 888-259-9513. And if you have any specific things that you'd like changed about your script, we'll be happy to help you.
All right. You want to repeat that number one more time?
Yes, sir. It's 888-259-9513.
All right. I'm going to tell you guys what I know about Pat Live after a lot of years of working with them. Their people are very well trained. They answer the phone well. I've tested them many times from many different boot camps. We use them ourselves and have been using them for a long time. And they actually speak good English when you answer the telephone. You can actually understand them. And you'll find that is not the case with most inbound call centers anywhere in this country. And so we use them because they understand the yellow letter. They've been trained on it. They know what we're trying to accomplish. And also because if there's an issue, they fix it quickly and are very responsive. So with that said, you know, Pat Live is the company that I suggested to you. They're the best you're going to find. But if that's if you don't agree with that, you can go test the one out yourself. Just make sure you keep Adam's telephone number handy because you will be coming back. All right. Okay. Adam, I appreciate you on the call. Anything else you want to say before I turn you loose?
No, sir. I look forward to working with all you guys. And like I said, if you have any questions, just call us and we'll work with you individually.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. All right.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you.
Mr. John, take care.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, Kathy, do we have Gary or Jody Workman on the line yet?
Yes, we do. Jody is now on the line.
All right, Jody.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, all right. Got you. All right, tell us your experience with this yellow letter so far.
Well, you know what? Like you've said, it was one of those things that stirred up a storm. I did hit the big time, like John Iannotti said. I've been to the police 3 times, threatened to go to the Securities Commission, the dean of the university here, and then, of course, the good old local real estate board as well.
All right. So, man, you're depressing me. So what's the moral to this story, and what's the end conclusion to this story?
Well, for myself personally, and this is Jody, not Gary.
Jody?
It actually forced me to walk away from my real estate license because I could see that it was stirring enough that I knew that it was one of those things that would propel me forward. And even though it is stirring up a storm, it was getting a response.
All right. So you walked away from your license because, frankly, you felt like doing it, not because anybody
wanted
you to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So why did you? So how's your business going?
You know what? It's active. I think there's deals out there. Getting lots of sellers phoning us now, and have had a lot of almost deals.
All right, and you working with the Iannottis closely?
Certainly am.
All right. Well, I can tell you one thing for sure. If anybody's going to get you in the chips, it's going to be those two.
Yeah, and I believe so.
Yeah.
Now, I know Gary is not on the open here, but with him, he actually had the opportunity to have a story printed about him in the local newspaper.
Have you talked to him today, Jody?
I have, yeah, and he's on the line, and I don't know why he can't get in so he can share this, but...
Well, Gary, I want you in because I really would like to hear from you, so hit *0 and get in the queue. And Kathy, would you break in and tell me when he comes on, please? Kathy?
Gary's on the line.
Hello.
Okay. Can we have Gary and Jody on the line at the same time?
Yeah.
Or not? That's a question for Kathy.
He pressed *0 earlier in the call.
Oh, did he? Can we have can we have both of them on at the same time?
Gary and who was the other person?
Jody, the guy that's talking.
Yes,
right
they're now. They're both on there now.
But can
able
they talk?
To talk?
Can I talk to them jointly?
Yes, if you would like to, you can.
Go ahead and put Gary on here if you would.
Hi, Ron.
Gary, go ahead.
Hey, Gary.
How are you?
Boy, that was a hunt finding you. Okay. All right, you're the man. So tell me, give us your story. You know, I want to cry a little here.
Well, we sent them out just like it was in the book. And that first batch, hardly anybody phoned Pat Live because both our first and last name was on the letter, so they would just Google phone us at home. And had a fair amount of people who figured we were crooks. So the second batch, we took our last name off and had really good response. But, boy, it didn't take long before the police started phoning. And since then, we've had... I don't know, half a dozen different police phone, the Central Alberta Fraud Investigation. I don't know, the list goes on.
Okay, and so how's this story end?
Happily. Quite honestly, the police phone, they all start out pretty stern and they want to scare you. And I never have scared very good, so I just tell them who I am, explain what I'm doing, and give them my information. And quite honestly, I've gone to look at two of their places, and when they get transferred, they want me to come buy their house, so I'll be good.
So you wind up buying the house from the policeman, huh? I want that story when you do it. I can tell you that. Okay, did you satisfy all of the other newspapers? I know you had a newspaper article written about you, didn't you?
Yep.
Well, what great publicity that was.
You know, I've had a lot of good response off that. I've hardly had any negative off that at all.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people who knew me stopped me on the street and talked to me, and I must have had probably 25 people who don't know me who phoned me directly because of that, wanting to talk about buying their house.
All right. And so how's your business going now, Gary?
It's cooking right along. We're starting to get positive phone calls back from, 3 months ago when we started doing these letters. And we're starting to get recognized a little bit. We've got one deal out there that's signed up, and looks like we'll make $50,000 off that one.
Oh, really?
So,
what kind of a deal is that?
It's a house we actually bought it through a realtor.
Uh-huh.
She actually had one for sale. Her and her mom and her aunt had one for sale, and we couldn't work on that one because they needed just to cash out.
Mm-hmm.
So I met her through that deal and explained what we was looking for, and she found me a house the next day, and we bought it.
You got to make $50,000 on it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, kudos to you. Now, Gary, do you think has all of the garbage died down now? Anybody in the way of the authorities or the police or any of those folks through harassing you?
Yeah, they don't do anything. Now the big problem is realtors.
Yeah.
We noticed one of the local papers here last week, the REMAX group from this town took out a full-page ad and had my letter, a yellow letter, printed on.
I love it. You couldn't. How much would that cost you?
and their motto was, this may or may not be illegal. However, you can guarantee they're not going to pay you full price. So
well, they're correct on that, aren't they?
Yeah, can't argue.
I mean, what better advertisement can you get than that? All right, so anyway, the only people you're getting problems from now, you're probably still getting a few vendors still wondering what the heck you're up to, right?
Yeah, be like that for a while.
That will never stop, guys, just for your information. And when you hit folks with this that haven't gotten it before, they're going to wonder, this is why I want you to call Pat live. Let Adam Sloan take all of those calls. You guys don't need to do that. And then you want to get your head involved in this thing. But all right, with that said, Gary, you want to say anything else before I let you go? I mean,
yeah,
you don't have to go, but...
People doing yellow letters, don't let them scare you. You're not doing anything wrong. We're perfectly legal and have every right to do what we're doing.
Well, you know, some folks have a stronger constitution than others, and I have one gentleman tell me that he felt like he was doing something underhanded and sleazy by sending a letter in the mail saying, I want to buy your house. So, you know, that brings me to my final point on the yellow letters before I switch subjects on you guys. Look, I told you it was going to make a mess. It made a mess. It's all for the positive. There's some negative that come along with it. You literally have got a whole marketing campaign up there now that nobody else knows how to use, except for you folks that I trained. You've got a tool in your possession that has changed this industry forever in the States. John McNeil, wouldn't you agree this is probably the biggest discovery in real estate in 25 years?
Ron, I'm so excited that it did work, and I really want to thank you, and I mean it sincerely, for promoting us all these years. We wouldn't have been able to do it without you, we would have done it, but it would have been a lot slower, harder trip.
No, you wouldn't have done it at all, John. No.
You're
right.
And it works, and it helps so many investors.
Yeah.
It's a win-win situation.
I wish we had a way to calculate how many dollars in profit that yellow letter has generated in the United States in the 7 years we've been using it down here.
We tried it one time, and it was well into the 10 millions, believe it or not, with all the people
How many would you – we probably got thousands of people using that down here, don't we, John?
Oh, yes, sir, most definitely.
All right. And I want you guys to know you're listening to the originator of that thing right now, who spent years and years and years of research, right, John, coming up with a yellow letter?
That's right.
That's his story anyway. All right. Well, then, with that said, let's move on off the yellow letter subject. And, again, you guys want to write down notes, go ahead and do that. I'll come back and we'll answer them at the end. I'll open it up for some more calls. John and Donna, are you actually mentoring anybody in Canada or not?
Yes, we have one partnership, Larry and Miles, and we have another gentleman, Dan Wolf, who's one of our students in Canada. They're over in Medicine Hat.
Okay, and how are they doing?
They're doing very well. I'm going to be contacting Dan tomorrow. He was out of town on vacation and business. And Larry just, we spoke to him today. He just purchased a house. We're hoping to get all the paperwork finalized. And they have some other things going on. They bought three restaurants on a franchise. And Dan has another deal he's working on, which he started before us, you know, which is going very well. We're working on that. But okay. They're our help. I think that we're getting along good. They're very enthusiastic to work with. You know, they're really polite. And they really understand our business. I think that they're great to work with. They seem smarter than our American students.
Well, probably are, John. But I'm not going to comment.
The Americans aren't
listening. All right, guys. Last thing on the yellow letters. You don't have to use them. There's no law says you do. There's plenty for you to do out there. If this is going to bother you, that you're going to get the kind of grief that we've just discussed, and I think that I've done what I can to bring forth that there are negatives involved with it. You've talked to a couple of folks that are using it. You're about to listen to some more of them, I think. But remember, you can call ads in the newspaper. You can call ads on Kijiji. You can call ads all over the Internet. You can call for sale by owners. If you remember, we had them stacked up so deep during this event, Steve Dukes could not even get through them the whole time we were there. So there's tons and tons of deals sitting right there in your newspaper and on your line, and they don't cost you a thing. And also remember that you should be wrapping your cars with signs, getting some business cards made up, putting some flyers out. Let people know you're in the business. If you do these things, you're going to get people calling you. Run some ads in your cheap local papers. Make sure you also run plenty of classified ads online. Go to Kijiji, and in fact, you're going to get by email tomorrow a whole bunch of websites to run Canadian classified ads, thanks to Tim Cook, we're going to get to here in just a minute. So you got plenty to do with or without the yellow letter campaign, so please don't use that for an excuse why you don't get deals done. I'm going to introduce you to some students here in a minute that are doing very well up there. There are deals done. There's cash in the bank. There's checks in their hands. And I'm doing that as evidence that, yes, it does work where you're at, and no, you can't use that for no excuse to fail. And don't forget the MLS system. You've got plenty of deals in there. In fact, I got a couple here right now, I think, that were bought out of there. I'll get to them here in just a minute. So enough said on the yellow letters. We're going to move off of that subject now, if we can, and move into the student stories, assuming we have them on the phone. So, if you guys are on the list, if our mentors have called you and you volunteered to be on the call tonight because you've got some deals done, let me read my list. And all of you guys, if you will start dialing in star 0 and getting in Kathy's queue, we sure would love to hear from you. Starting with Andrea. Please don't make me pronounce that last name. Andrea, you know who you are.
Redbird, Alberta.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. Redbird, Alberta.
All right. And Kelly Fry. I'm starting with your group, Lynette.
Wonderful.
Chris and Sheila Richards and Daryl and Carolyn Pauls. If you guys would go ahead and get in line by dialing star 0, we'll take you first, and we just want to hear kind of a brief summation of what's going on. Boy, Andrea's kicking butt, isn't she?
She sure is. Man, we're almost up to a dozen testimonial letters. She's using all the methods, yellow letter, newspapers, FISBOs, Internet, referrals even.
All right. Andrea, Kathy, is Andrea on the call yet?
Yes, I'm here, Ron.
Is Andrea?
Yep, this is Andrea.
Okay. All right, great. Man, I've been reading your letters, girl. I just want to know something here. Are you actually doing these deals, or are you just writing this stuff to Lynette to impress her?
No, I'm doing the deals.
Well,
Ron.
What? What? I know you, girl. Okay. Landria, can we just have a little bit of description here then? Let's just go one by one because I got so many other people I got to get on here. And it looks like you're kicking real butt up there. Let's see. You've got – I'm going to let you do it. I think you've done, what, six deals here?
Yeah, I've done six deals so far. The first deal I did within a week of the conference up in Edmonton in October.
Where do you live?
I'm in Red Deer.
Okay.
And I got a call from a newspaper ad, and I paid him $10,000 above his mortgage value. So I paid $232,000, and it'll sell for $265,000. I've got a lease option tenant in there for $5,000 down because it's definitely a work for equity house. There's a bunch of work that needs to be done.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So they're in there. And then the second deal that I did was a for sale by owner. I called in the newspaper, and I got basically no money down. It's a purchase price of $340,000, and I'm going to rent to own it for $365,000. Now, they're going to be in that house till June, but I've already got four potential buyers lined up to see it after I get back from Vegas.
Wow. Okay, so what's the profit spread in that one?
About $25,000.
Okay. And, Andrea, with those four buyers lined up, you're basically going to go to the highest bidder, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
And you should.
One of my bidders has a business where they can't qualify because they have bankruptcy, but they have $200,000 to put down against the house.
Wow.
Wow.
When you got $200,000 down to put, guys, you find them a house.
Yeah.
They're walking around with your money. You better go out there and get it.
Okay. Well, we always say it's easier to find a buyer for a house than a house for a buyer.
No, the opposite.
Yes.
Okay. But,
that's
but,
right.
But good try, Brian. Good try. But you're right. It is. And so she's got to go find a house for her buyer now. Now, I noticed you paid $365 for that, and you say it's worth about $410. So are you going to sell it for $410?
That's my third deal. My third deal was actually a referral from my second person, the for sale by owner.
Uh-huh.
So I got a referral from them, and I paid $365, and I'm renting to own it for $410.
You paid $365 how? You took over their debt?
They're keeping the mortgage in their name.
Okay.
And I raised $60,000. They needed their equity out right away.
Uh-huh.
So I raised $60,000 private money.
Did you?
Yep, absolutely. And so, I'm going to rent to own it for $410,000.
Okay, and you're going to get a good-sized down payment, I hope, or a deposit?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, so you're just going to get them cashed out, pay off the private money, pay off the underlying debt, and it looks like you're going to net about $35 on that one, aren't you?
Yep, exactly. All the houses that I'm getting, I'm either offering people to buy or to lease option or owner financing. So.
Okay.
I'm leaving all those exit options open.
Pretty much like you were trained, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I noticed that when people actually just go out and do what I ask them to do, they start making money. It's amazing. All right. I got another one here that looks like you bought your first ugly house deal. You purchased it for $222. It needs $20, and you're going to retail it for $280?
Yep. Well, I'm going to list it for $299, but, conservatively, if I get $280, I'll be quite happy.
Uh-huh.
But, it's within walking distance of four schools. So it's a very good neighborhood.
How'd you find that one?
Through MLS, through my realtor.
Okay. And how are you finding these other houses that you're taking over that are pretty?
Either through I've got another referral that I'm working on this week, which was excellent. And most of them are I'm getting a lot of calls from my newspaper ads. Uh-huh. I am sending out yellow letters, but I haven't bought a house off the yellow letter yet.
Uh-huh.
But basically, people are calling me. I have no shortage of houses to look at and consider. I'm overwhelmed, actually.
Yes, that's so right.
You've been in this business now a whopping, 3 months?
Yes.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like when you know what you're doing?
I know.
Okay. All right. So just to sum it up, how much money would you say you've made so far, if you don't mind sharing it with the rest of the group?
And
none of them are from Revenue Canada.
Yeah. Well, I've only so far managed to close the first deal for the $5,000,
uh-huh.
And the other ones they're still in progress. So, but I'll probably between all the six deals I've done so far, I'll probably make at least $60,000 to $80,000 minimum.
Okay, not bad for 3 months.
Deal. Yeah.
And your pipeline is full of properties that you're currently working on that will come to fruition.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, you're well on your way. I'm very proud of your progress. So you are definitely one of our stars. And I appreciate
it. He is definitely a superstar. As a matter of fact, we sent her a trophy.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. Has Lynette been instrumental in your success?
Yeah, I think...
Would you say that if she wasn't on the phone?
I firmly believe that if you're really going to succeed in this, that you should have a mentor, just because of all the support, the positive
yeah.
encouragement, but also the accountability.
But Andrea, we don't speak Canadian.
But,
I was just being facetious.
Right?
I know, but you know how many folks tell us that we don't get this Canadian stuff. Real estate works just like it does down here. The money will cash, won't it?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yeah. But, you have to put in effort. If you don't put in effort, you don't have someone to keep you accountable. I think, you're at a disadvantage.
Yep. Well, I appreciate your being on the call tonight. I'm going to move on to Kelly Fry if I can because, time's going fast here. We got a lot to do yet. Kelly, Kathy, was Kelly Fry on the call?
Kelly Fry from B.C.?
No, I have a Daryl and a Chris and Sheila.
Oh,
Karen, Kelly was feeling sick tonight, and maybe her partner Karen was going to speak. Is she in the queue?
No, Karen has come into the queue, but if you are on the call, press star zero.
Star zero, Karen.
All right, and who have you got with us now?
I have Daryl, and then I also have Chris and Sheila.
All right, well, whoever was first in the queue, put them on there first.
Okay, Daryl, go ahead.
Hey, Daryl.
Hello, Ron. How you doing?
I am good. Where are you from?
From Lethbridge, Alberta.
Okay. And who's your mentor? Or do you have one?
Brian and Lynette.
Oh.
The one and only Wolf Couple.
All right. And
Slave drivers.
Slave drivers.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, how are you doing, Daryl?
Doing good.
Tell us about it.
Well, we got three deals on the go here. Two we've closed. One we're still working on.
Two you closed to purchase?
Yeah, the first deal, remember total profit, $57,200. Do you have those numbers? Deal?
Yeah. I got the first deal is a purchase price of $323. The sale price is $355.
Okay. How'd you buy that, Daryl?
The lease option payment is going to be $2,300 a month, so we'll cash flow about $700 a month.
All right, let's take that from the beginning. You bought it for how much?
$323.
All right, where are you from, by the way?
Lethbridge, Alberta.
Okay, Lethbridge, okay. So you bought it for $323, and how did you buy it?
I'm not sure if I should tell you this or not, but we got a mortgage on it.
Oh.
You can pass up on that one.
You're killing
it. Lynette already slapped my hand for that.
Right. I already gave him a big boatload of trouble.
All right. How are you selling it?
We're selling it to option buyer.
All right. And you're selling it for how much?
$355.
All right. It looked like he's going to go through and get a loan on it and get out of it pretty quick.
Well, we're going to carry it for him for 3 years.
Okay.
We're going to cost about $700 a month on it.
And how much down?
He's giving us $7,500 down. Like I told Nanette, if we have to take a mortgage on a house, then we're going to require 5% down minimum.
You're going to do more than that when you sell or financing it. I want 10% down.
Okay.
You should be not selling it. I don't want you seller financing it to him. You guys, it takes a while to get it back up there. You should be lease optioning it too. That's not enough down to seller financing. Until you get at least 10% down, and then if you want to owner finance it, you can. So, you know, you ought to probably change that deal a little bit, Daryl, and get more money out of them before you...
Yeah, we were going to switch it from 6 months to 12 months, remember, to get it up to 10%.
Yes. So you lease option it to them until you get them to pay a bunch of money down, then you can owner finance it for them.
Okay, well, they're giving us $17,500 down.
$17,500, okay.
$17,500 down.
Oh, okay.
They're giving us $7,500 already, and they're going to give us $17,500 in the next 6 months to make the payments?
Yeah, but they're not giving you that $17,500 before you owner finance it to them. I'm just telling you, you get a bunch of money up front before you transfer ownership, will you?
No, they're just going to rent it until we get the
all right. Then I'm preaching to the choir, aren't I?
Yeah, pretty
okay.
much.
All right, how about the second deal?
Second deal is we purchased for $188,000,
uh-huh.
and we sold it for $220,000.
Okay.
Received a down payment of $2,500. The balance of $8,500 will be paid over the next 3 months, and they'll do the same thing. They're going to rent until they have the total $11,000 down.
Perfect. And how did you buy that one?
We did the same way. We haven't come across any buyers that will sell their finance to us yet, so we thought rather than just sit around and wait for it, we're going to go out and do something the wrong way until we can get them the right way.
I'm going to punish you when I see you.
Oh, you are.
Okay.
I warned you.
You better not identify yourself to me when I see you, because I'm
rather than sit around and, I mean, not sit around and wait, but...
I'm glad you're making money, but I just, you can't keep going to the bank like this.
Well, we won't. We won't.
Okay.
Well, we'll make $68,000 when that one's all said and done.
How much?
68.
Okay. Well, you know, that does ease the pain somewhat.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
All right. Tell me about your third one.
The third one we're still working on. We have a buyer with $7,500 in hand, but we just got to find him a house. So I expect to make about $20,000 because that's the way I've figured it out to make it work.
And he's not getting a mortgage on this one, Ron.
Oh.
Hey.
All right.
So if we follow the same pattern that we've been using, we'll net that one. Will net quite so much on it, but probably about $27,000.
All right. Well, look, I'm really, really glad that you're moving ahead. I'm glad you're making a ton of money, but I really don't want you to keep going down to the bank.
Well, we don't want to either, but we just thought until we get to the point where we have sellers who are willing to sell their finance to us, then we'll do it this way.
Well, remember, there are other ways to buy, I mean, besides the seller financing, and you've got a whole bunch of properties out there that you can pay cash for and get a great big discount on, because your spreads are not that large. They're good enough. You're making a ton of money at it, but, man, we go back and go through everything that we covered up there, and don't forget you still got the whole world of lease options, too. But,
yeah.
Well, I'm not going to get into a seminar here tonight on this call. But anyway, it's good to see that you're moving ahead.
Remember, you're talking to a Ring member, so.
What does that mean?
I'm used to buying and renting properties. So.
Well, I don't have any problem with you buying and renting properties. I just don't like the way you're buying, that's all.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Kathy, do we have anybody else on the call here? I asked Kelly Fry to get on. Chris and Sheila Richards.
Chris and Sheila Richards are on.
All right. Hi, y'all.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Okay. Talk to me. What's going on?
Well, we're having lots of fun. You know, the one thing in the first comment I'll make is when we came home to the course, I took a little fluorescent pink sticky and I put it right on my computer screen and it said, no traffic, no income. And I remember you saying that in the... in the course, and it hits like it's record so obvious. And I don't know why I didn't do that in the past. So we really started generating traffic to the point that we're now overwhelmed with trying to process some deals.
Where are you at, Chris?
Where we're at right now is we've got Red Deer, yeah.
Red Deer, okay.
I'm at my table.
All right.
Drink of rum.
All right, well, I'm looking at a letter here from you. You got tons of stuff on here. Tell us what
our first two deals we've lease optioned. We've lease optioned two deals. We don't have buyers for those yet. We figure on those two deals we'll make about 15 or 20 apiece, but we still have to get a tenant buyer for those.
Uh-huh.
Getting those first two gets the credibility going, the momentum, which is important, I think, in this business. We get them up on our website, and now we've got things to point people at for tenant buyers. The deal that we're working very hard on now is a pre-foreclosure that we snagged.
Just the one you got from a poster in a drugstore?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're struggling to communicate with the bank's lawyers, but made a little bit of progress today. Our numbers are looking – basically, we're going to buy it and give the guy $2,000 for moving money. Looks like our buy price is going to be around $155. The ARV will probably be about $230, and it needs, I'd say, about $15 to $20 in repair work. So it's an ugly house. This is going to be a flip as well.
Mm-hmm.
We can buy it with an agreement for sale, so leave the existing financing in place until we flip out of the
You mean you're not going to go down to the bank and get a mortgage? Huh? Okay. I want you to hang around Daryl some for me, will you?
The other thing that so those are the three that we've really got now. We've got two other option deals that are working on that aren't there. One of the option deals, we've got both the buy and the sell from a realtor, and the only gap between the realtor putting the deal together was the tenant buyer has some credit glitches, which we can gap with.
That's okay.
Yeah, and there's no problem at all. So,
in fact, if you want to be in the holding business, that's your best kind of buyer.
I'll do that all day long, and I think we can probably make about $50,000 every time we do that. So we're focusing in on that.
We've
got a good process for creating a buyer's list, and I'd say we've got three or four qualified buyers that we're shopping for now.
With big down payments?
Reasonable down payments, yeah.
Okay.
Not huge, but...
The bigger you build that list, the more of them you're going to find with a bunch of money.
I tell you, when you have the qualified buyers in your hip pocket, when you're returning those calls to the skeptical yellow letter people, you can say, look, I've got a list of people already, and invite them to put their properties into my lease purchase program as intake. Mm-hmm. And that softens them up real quick, and plus they don't have to pay realtor fees. And the other big argument there is avoid any kind of mortgage payout penalties. So very willing people. I think a lot of people were thinking initially, or I detect that we're trying to steal houses, but I think there's a lot of deals that it's just creative financing and you're providing a solution to people.
Correct.
Who want to move on.
Look, you know, I wrote a newsletter on this subject here recently about criticism and people criticizing you, and I don't know if you guys got that or not, but in fact, I'll try to make a note here to make sure you did. It just came out in the Financial Freedom Network newspaper, and I'll try to see that you get it, because you're going to get criticized. You're going to get criticized when you're successful. In fact, if you're not getting criticized, you're probably not getting much accomplished.
Yep.
Okay. And Chris, tell Ron about that rent-to-own program, how you're enlisting realtors to send you referrals.
Yeah, I've gone out to realtors, and essentially I've created a document that solves realtor problems where they've got people who cannot – the realtor has someone they can't list their house, because of there's not enough equity in the house to pay a realtor fee and a payout penalty, which could easily be – $22,000. Well, as I said, I'll take that all day long. So I say to them, I'll give you, $500 or so, and for each side of the table. And the realtors are already. It just puts you into the transaction loop. I'm really surprised to hear the REMAX guy, whoever that was. I think it was Gary's comment, putting something in the newspaper. I think that's so short-sighted of what the, from the realtor's perspective, there's more room in the sandbox than...
But we're not going to try to spend our life trying to educate realtors, We got too much to do.
No, exactly.
The truth is, they look at it like you're tramping on their ground, and you are, in a way, but very few of them will ever come to the conclusion that there's plenty out there for everybody. But and frankly, that's just human nature, and that has nothing to do with Canada, for your information.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's others that get it, and they work with you, and the others that don't get it.
You got it. Same here, man.
I was very, very impressed, actually, with that document that you created. And I could see that, how well that works, and very impressed with what you're doing there.
Could I get a copy of that?
Sure. We'll forward that to you, Ron.
All right.
Oh, we got to put a front cover on there that if you copyright it, Ron, I'll...
Oh, crap. Don't do that. I was just going to say, next time I come to Canada, that was my idea. All right. Yeah. I'll be happy to give you credit for it. I'm just kidding. All right.
Anyway, so it's going well. Sheila and I, we came out of your course, and, I mean, there was a light switch. You know, we've really committed ourselves. Brian and Lynette are our mentors, and I think the biggest thing about having any sort of mentor is just when you get up and you start running in a certain direction, you know that if you fall off track, you're going to get pointed back in the right direction. And
yeah,
we find it very comforting to know that we are running. I mean, we're working hard. There's no mistake whatsoever. We're working hard, but it's good to know that effort is all directed in.
And just think, Chris, you've only been at it 3 months.
Yeah.
That's right.
Only at it 3 months, but...
That's nothing.
As we were saying, we're really feeling a little overwhelmed right now. The traffic is coming in, and
yeah.
What we really need to work on now is increasing the screening, or let's say increasing the conversion.
You're absolutely right, and that's where the Wolves will be a great help to you.
Yeah.
So we're very close with them because you've cracked the first nut, which is getting the lead pile coming in. I told you that wouldn't be difficult. And now you're dead on. Now pre-screen the ones, pick the pearls out of there. Don't waste time on all the junk. And pretty soon you'll be popping a couple of deals a month.
Yeah, and I like your some will, some won't, so what? Someone's waiting, and that's so friggin' true. So
yes, sir. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, I got to get moving here. Kathy, is Kelly Fry on the phone? If she's not, we're going.
Kelly or Karen? Well, I can just briefly tell you what's going on
with
them.
That's okay. Let's move on then if we can.
I have so many great deals going.
Well, okay. We'll take her anytime she wants to jump in there.
Okay. But she was sick tonight. So
Gary and Donna Corain, I guess it is. If you're listening, please hit *0. And if there's any other students on here that may not be on my list that are active out there, just hit *0 and get in here. Let me hear from you. And you don't have to have a mentor to get in here. If you got some deals going on, we'd like to know about them. I'm running short on time. I've got some other things I want to cover. But if there's anybody on the phone right now, Kathy, I'd like to know it.
There's currently no other people.
Okay.
Like, is Stuart Lomas there?
All right.
We're not mentoring, but he's got some deals with us.
All right. Kathy, would you butt in when they come on, please?
Tom Niggeman.
Press *0, please.
All right. Then let me move on here until Kathy interrupts me.
Daniel Borskowski.
Yep, got a whole list of them here. All right. Probably having trouble getting in on that. I know some.
Okay.
Some are
I think, and John had said something like that you know, you're in trouble. So.
All right. Just a second. All right, I just checked. We have 109 people on here, and that very well may be the problem.
Wow.
Okay, I have Stuart on the line.
All right, Stuart, how are you, man?
Oh, very well. Lynette was just mentioning my name, so I thought I'd jump in here.
All right, where are you at?
I'm in Edmonton.
Okay.
I'm not mentored myself, but partnered with Brian Lake, who is.
All right.
So we've been working with Jay Connor.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
How you doing?
So we have, pardon?
How you doing?
Oh, doing just fine. We have one deal that's a flip going on right now. It's a condo, a junker condo we bought. That one actually met the nail formula. I was shocked and surprised.
Well, all right. What'd you pay for it?
We paid $118 for it.
What's it worth? Our
looks like $180.
Very nice. Repairs?
Well, now here's where things are a little bit broken. We thought the repairs would be about 7. It looks like they'll actually be about 15.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
You're 100% off, man.
You're 100% off, but I think we're still going to make money. So I got the reno crew in there right now. They're tearing it apart.
Okay. Well, Stuart, don't forget there's always suicide now.
Yeah, I'll put that off.
All right. Okay. All right, well, good. So what do you got to do?
Tell them about that deal, no bank, zero money down, where you made $20,527.
Yeah, well, this one is zero money down because it's totally financed. That is private money.
Perfect.
So, and that is the deal, Lynette, that I was just describing there. And actually, it looks like we'll walk away from that one with 30 or 35.
Oh, great. Wow, that's even better.
So we got a private first and a private second on it, security against property. So, yeah, no money down on that one, and it's going great.
And you used our What to Say and What to Do script system, right?
Well, yes, I did.
And all the masters, you guys have that. So all these, you know, particular deals, that's a great thing. I mean, when you're on the phone, and sometimes it's scary getting on the phone, if you're saying something that Ron and us has developed over time, it gives you a lot of confidence.
All right. Well, thank you, Stuart.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Appreciate you coming in. Kathy, again, butt in when you get somebody on the phone, will you? All right.
Okay.
Guys, let me move on here a little bit because, golly, we got so much more to do here.
I have a Maynard and Tom Negeman on the line.
Okay.
Oh,
Maynard and Tom, are they together?
No, they're two separate lines.
All right. Well, then let's move quickly if we can, guys. Maynard, you first.
Go ahead, Maynard.
That's all by himself that first time in Edmonton.
Okay.
How you doing? What's called? I got a deal going here. Jay Connor's our mentor, and I'm tagged up with Judy Green. Dennis Quantabomb's her, what's called? We pulled a house off of Comfrey last week, talked to the guy, got it for $555. 7 hours later, we strolled in with a buyer, sold it for $585. We're closing this week. Financing conditions will be removed on the weekend.
Very nice.
And then we're off to Vegas.
Oh, okay. There goes that money.
Yep.
Stay away from the machines, man. Stay away from the machines.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I'll see you next week, I guess.
Yep, we sure will, yeah.
Bring some commercial deals now.
We got some good stuff.
Good. All right.
And Ron, Tom is going to talk about a deal where he's got a total profit of $100,000.
Oh, wow. Got to hear about this one, Tom. Tom? Hello, Tom.
Get mute.
Kathy?
With the pound sign.
We lose Tom?
Oh, still there?
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, so Ron, we got ourselves a side-by-side duplex in Calgary. We bought it for $450,000, and we're now going through a subdivision process, so we've got two half duplexes to sell. And we're doing about $15,000 per side in renovations, and we've already got a bunch of rent-to-own buyers that want to pick up the half for about $305,000 each side. So,
oh, my goodness.
We should clear over 100 on this one. It's a nice deal.
You need about one of them a week, don't you?
And we're working on another one that we just put an offer on yesterday morning. It's a lady in foreclosure. It's another half duplex. And if we got that one for $165,000, I would say we're going to need to put about probably $20,000, $25,000 in that, but it'll retail about $250,000, $260,000. So
excellent.
Long numbers there.
Wow. And Tom, you really enjoyed the checklist. Did that help you keep it all organized? The deals all going?
Yeah. What I found, Lynette, was your scripting helped us a ton at first, just to give us the confidence to make the calls. But
exactly
we got the hang
right.
of it now.
That's
right.
Nice. Oh, you got the confidence rolling. The shut up check.
Well, thank you for that so much. We love hearing from you.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun.
Okay. Kathy, I asked Jerry and Donna Corain to go on. Come on, if they happen to come on, buzz me, please. All right.
Okay.
Let me move on down here just a little bit. Tim Cook, are you still awake?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the websites? I'm going to email. I haven't emailed them the pile yet, Tim. We're trying to separate out the Canadian from the U.S. sites. So they don't have to look at all those U.S. sites you sent us. You sent us a ton of them, man. Is there a few of them that you'd like to discuss with them tonight so they can have something to work on until we get them to them?
I certainly can, and I'll send Brittany another update tomorrow.
Okay.
I've been continuing to work on this, but one of my big things with all my students is I want to try and provide as many resources to help accelerate their business as quickly as possible so they don't have to spend the time going to find these sites.
Uh-huh.
So I've been accumulating this list for a long time, and I've been working on it. And then once I met my Canadian students, I started asking for help there, so they've contributed significantly to this list. But I do have several here that I think some of you may or may not know about. CanadaByOwner.com, Canada.Oodle.com.
Well, I've got to slow down a little bit now.
Well,
Canada by owner, that's B-U-Y or B-Y?
It is B-Y.
Okay.
And then Canada.oodle, spelled OODLE.com.
And what are these sites for? Are these FSBO sites?
These are all for sale by owner.
Okay.
These sites will give you the option to also market to buy houses as well. And,
perfect.
And I have not gone into detail with all of these because there's so many to identify which ones you can buy and sell. I've done it on some, but not on all of them. The next one is Homes Buy, spelled B-Y, owner.com/Canada.
All righty.
And a rent-to-own site that appears to have a very high traffic in Canada. It does here in the U.S. as well. It's called Hobly, Hobly.com/31/2516/0.
Oh,
and that is, and a lot of these sites, by the way, guys, if you go on to Google and start Googling Canada for sale by owner or lease to own and things like that, you're going to come up with a lot of these same sites that I'm calling off here to you. Kijiji, you probably all know about that. That's Kijiji.ca. That is an excellent site.
Yeah, that's your Craigslist for Canada. That's one you've got to use, guys, for just about everything.
And here's another one that you got to use.
Yeah,
in my
and you, you should be using those for buyer ads even before you get a house. I mean, you should be trying to get building your buyer's list and seller's list
yes.
right up front.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
And here's another one. I'll leave it with this one. This is another great one for marketing for sale, and that's postlets.com.
Yeah.
And the unique thing about that site, for those that don't know about it, is that when you create your flyer for your house and you post it, Postlets also goes out and posts it on a number of other sites, 6 or 8 other websites across Canada.
Spell it.
So very, very user-friendly and a very high-traffic site as well. But anyhow, there's a lot more of this stuff,
well,
and I'll pass all this to Brittany. I've got a ton of other Canadian sites that you're going to find very helpful in Canada to help you with your business.
The last one is postlets.com.
That's correct.
And it's a great one in the U.S. too. That's so in other words, that's guys where you can put a an ad on there, and it'll just they'll blast it all over the internet for you. They'll blast it all over other sites for you. So
very, very good.
So much of this is free. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah,
people aren't using it, and it's free.
And Tim, you got a foreclosure site in Canada here. Which one was it? I saw it on here somewhere.
Give me just a second.
Do you have any sites that where people can get some help with some lists, which seems to be a sore point up there? I know there's some I saw on here. God, there's so many of them.
I don't think I do, Ron. Specific to Canada. Let me go back up to the U.S. site, see if there's something here that worked both areas.
Guys, you guys are going to get a ton of websites here. You're going to be working these websites until you're old and gray and beyond.
Oh, here it is. I found it. Okay, you ready? It's Canadian Foreclosure List, LITS.com.
LITS?
That's correct. List.
I wonder if that's a misprint. Okay.
CanadianForeclosureList.com.
Again, that's LITS, not LISTS.
I'm sorry, LISTS.
Okay. Canadian Foreclosure List, just like it sounds.
Yep.
All right. And there's a bunch of economic reports, all kinds of reports, Canadian sites for all kinds of reports on here, like Statistics Canada. Holy crap, there's a ton of stuff on here. So you guys look for that. We're going to email it to you. And, I mean, we got Saskatchewan covered, British Columbia, Alberta, Ontario. It's all covered in all of these sites as well. So thank you, Tim. Very good contribution, sir. We appreciate your
Ron, I'd also like to ask everybody to please contribute back to the list. If there's sites that they know are very good and they're not on here, let's contribute to the rest of the team. and help everybody.
Let's do it.
I have Gail on the line.
All right, Gail.
I wanted to comment about the CanadianForeclosureList.com. It probably is related to BCForeclosureList.com, and I just want to give people a heads up that I signed up to that list for $1,000 for the year, and I'm in the process of trying to get my money back. Because the names are old, they give you very few. There's a suspicion that they're cherry-picking themselves, and they're a really bad organization in general.
So tread carefully with these foreclosure lists.
Tread carefully.
All right. You know what? It's no different here. Okay. But, you know, you still got to do your own homework. So don't let them get much of your money before you find out if they're for real. I'm not worried about these other websites we got here, but when it does comes to foreclosure list, there are a bunch of thieves out there, and we don't know where they get the information. So thank you for that. Okay, let me move on here. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate your help there. We'll get these out to them. And Tim, did you find any commercial? Gosh, I know they're on there. I saw them. I'll just have to table that. There's some commercial websites on there where you guys can find some commercial deals as well as commercial lenders.
Yeah, Ron, I pretty much stayed away from the commercial in this particular go-around on this list. I have a ton of commercial sites, but I haven't focused on putting them on this list.
Would you get them to me, please? Because the people coming to my commercial boot camp are going to want them like El Pronto.
I'll do it.
All right. Okay, tomorrow would be soon enough, Tim.
You sure?
Yeah. All right. Okay, let me get to my Canadian, my call with my Toronto. I tell you what, let me open this back up here just a minute.
I mean, thank you so much.
Okay, everybody, I've got the open lines now, so if you're having conversations, if you're from Ontario, would you just hit any button for me? Okay, we got a few. Let me mute it back out. All right, I want you guys to know that I am in communication with Ontario people. I have not talked to an Ontario or Toronto attorney yet. I've got that call scheduled, I think, for next week. However, I did talk to a large player in Ontario who's putting me with an attorney, and I know that Don and group are also working with an Ontario attorney as well. So I can tell you what I've learned so far, and that is that it is really not that much different in Ontario, except they're not going to use our agreement for sale. They're going to use what they call a wraparound. It's a wraparound mortgage, but they have another name for it, which I cannot remember and did not write down. They even do subject to deals there, and lease options are not a problem there. So we will get to the bottom of that for you. There's really no more that I can tell you on that right now. I will know a lot more when I do talk to that Canadian attorney, but from what I'm hearing so far, it's business as usual over there with just a couple little twists that you would expect to that you'd want to know wherever you go, from state to state in the U.S., from province to province in Canada. So we will keep you up on that. We have not forsaken you, and Don and I are both working hard on getting to the bottom of that. Again, if you're just now on the call, we are not going to be doing the Toronto Quick Turn School until October. Don and I both agreed to put it off till October. So you can put it down. I do not know the dates at this point. With that said, Ian Nottis and Steve and Zaspel, do you guys have anything that you want to talk to us about before we open it up for questions here?
Nope.
This
okay,
is John. Yeah. This is John, Ron. One of the main things I wanted to point out for the Canadian guys is, you know, we're hearing a lot of good deals coming in, but there's a lot more groundwork laying that people have to do in order to get those leads and get those deals in. There are deals. There's going to be lots of deals had, but we have to market and market a lot. And you have to brand yourself. Like Ron was saying earlier, you've got to get your name out there. You've got to wrap your vehicle. You got to do all kind of marketing in order to get it known that you are the person in your area to go to if they need to sell quickly, and the deals will come, guys. They're out there. There's hundreds of them.
Yes,
I can testify to what John's saying. This is Jim Zaspel, by the way. About a year ago, John was my mentor. Not even a year ago, and he told gave me the exact same speech, and I tell you, I cannot keep up with all the leads I get every day. I've probably got $200,000 worth of equity and deals sitting on my desk that I can't get a hold of right now. So believe John when he says what he says.
All right, John, you might want to just give him a touch of your little background there. I know you've tell him a little bit about what your business looks like today. I think that's enough for now.
Well, we started with Ron back in 2001. You know, we did it wrong before then for a couple of years, and then found Ron, and we started learning every technique we could so that we could become the transaction engineer that he speaks of. And, you know, whatever deal comes across our desk, we were able to help that seller and help that buyer get into a property. We've done just about every deal imaginable out there. We also, you know, do a ton of REOs, bulk REOs. We're doing.
That's real estate owned, guys. That's bank owned properties.
Well, I forgot. Yes, but we're doing just anything we can that comes across our desk. The agreement for sale. We in our area we call that a land contract. We do those. We're doing other financing, seller financing, lease options, auctions, short.
You do everything.
Yeah, you may have to do it.
All right. You also do five or six deals a month, don't you?
At least.
All right. So you guys are going to find that all of our mentors are extremely active, and that's the very first reason why I went and picked them out. All right. If you want to ask questions, hit *0 and get in the queue here with Kathy. And while you're doing that, a little bit on the commercial event coming up. I am not going to go over all of the things I went on the call the other night. So if you guys are coming to the commercial, make sure you bring tons of deals for us to talk about. If you were on my commercial call on the 19th, then you know that I'm bringing a small land expert there. I'm bringing an apartment expert, and I am bringing a storage, a mini warehouse expert, in addition to all of the stuff that I cover. So we got a lot to do in that event here coming up in Vegas. But I'll tell you, you're going to get a lot more out of it if you bring deals, good, bad, or ugly. Bring all you can. And if you did not get the email I sent you on what to look for and what to bring, just tell Brittany tomorrow. And if you happen to be a master, you have Brittany's phone number. And she will get you that email out immediately so you can try to turn up something before you come. That combined with some websites that I'm going to try to get out to you tomorrow if Tim gets them to me. For some commercial project websites, you guys should be able to pile up some decent prospects. And I even sent you the property information sheets on the different types of property to fill out and bring to them. So please come prepared. We're going to have a fun out there, but we're all going to go late a couple of evenings, so don't plan on spending too much time at the tables, because I'm not going to give you a whole lot of time to do it. We're going out there to work. All right, Kathy, do we have anybody in the queue who would like to ask questions tonight?
Yes, we do.
All right.
Matthew, go ahead.
Go ahead, Matthew.
I actually just had a comment on that CanadianForeclosureList.com.
Okay.
Talked to a couple people who have signed up and who have used it, and it's all negative feedback. Some of the leads on that list are 2 years old and older.
Oh, my God.
All right,
Hey, scratch that one, guys.
It's not worth the hassle, quite frankly. And these are experienced people that are using these lists,
And
every single one of them have said they're crap. So I would scratch that one.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Appreciate that. Consider it scratched. In fact, Tim, scratch it.
It's already gone, Ron. You got to wake up a little earlier.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And one of our students just did a foreclosure on Prince Street. I don't know if Sue's on the line, but she got that from her real estate agent.
All right. Any other questions tonight? Kathy?
Sue, our next question is coming from Allison. Allison, go ahead.
Hi, Ron. I'm from BC, and I've heard most of the people who've commented on having deals so far are from Alberta. I know that Kelly and Karen are from BC, and I haven't heard what their deals are. But the problem I'm running into is that out in Vancouver and Victoria, we have very high-priced homes and considerably low rents because we have rent controls. And I'm having a challenge on exit options such as a lease-to-own strategy. Do you have any suggestions for what we could do in a market like that? Like our junkers are about minimum 400K.
Okay, well, 400K is not that bad. In fact, you've got some folks on the phone here tonight in Alberta that were doing them that high. But it is a matter of math, I can tell you that. If your straight rent, however, is not going to be anywhere near what you can get on a lease purchase. You can always get more per month doing that. And if you find that that's not going to work, then your exit strategy is either going to be to cash out of them or to sell them with owner financing. Because if you sell them with owner financing, of course, they're going to pay the same kind of payment they would if they go down to the bank and get a loan on them. So the payment should not be an issue. I think you need to probably do a little bit of experimentation on what you think the market would bring on a particular house, like a $400,000 house on a lease purchase, what you think you could get out of it per month. And you might even want to just do a little bit of advertising for buyers to see what you get in the hopper. Like we were talking earlier, boy, when you got buyers stacked up, it really makes you feel better and gives you peace of mind and also gives you people that are ready to buy that you can go out and find houses and pair up with. So maybe you should hit your buyers list first. You know, Kijiji and put an ad on there that you have a house to rent to own and play with it a while and see what it turns up. And I'd like to know myself. I'd like to know the results.
Okay. Any other option on that too that you have to be aware of is how much are you getting down? Because if you get $10,000-$20,000 down, you can cover a negative cash flow for quite a while.
Well, I want you to get more than that down on a $400,000 house.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting
even on a lease
30,
purchase.
Yeah, if someone's coming in with 30, 40, and as somebody earlier on the call said, this person has $200,000 down. Okay, I mean, you can cover a lot of negative cash flow if you get a huge initial down payment.
And that's a good thing about your price range, honestly. When you get houses up in that price range, you get substantial down payments. And, in fact, if you think about it, if someone were to go down to the bank and buy a house, what kind of a down payment would they need in your area?
5% if they're buying it to live in it.
Okay. And so you're looking at a minimum of $20,000, and you know as well as I do that you're going to have a bunch of people running around in those price ranges with a lot more money than that.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially if
they can't qualify at the bank.
Right.
And, Ron, to answer her question about Kelly and Karen, they've got 3 sandwich lease options. They've got 2 more options in Langley. They're doing quite a bit with the Work for Equity program, even though the price range, and they're working with a developer on 10 brand-new townhomes.
All right. Lynette, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Pair her up with them so they can – are you already paired with them? Do you talk to them?
No, I don't. I don't know them.
Okay, well, you will.
What was your name again?
My name's Allison Keegan.
Got it.
Lynette, give her your phone number so she can call you tomorrow.
Okay. Area code 480-654-1280.
Okay. Thank you, Lynette.
Call her tomorrow and get paired up and hang around with these folks, and that would be good for you. And your lease option, your sandwich lease. I didn't really teach that in the boot camp, but that is a great strategy. And when you're lease optioning properties from these vendors, you can actually option them for payments less than what they're paying many, many times because, if they come down to where they pay $500 a month or $2,500 a month, and it's not hard to get sellers to chip in and pay part of that payment, at least for a while. So all kinds of strategies available to you there, but
Well, let me say this too, Ron. We have a specific closing call for sandwich lease options.
Uh-huh.
If people want that, just call Lynette. You guys got her number.
Or just email us at wolfcouple@aol.com.
Yeah, because I created a special closing call just for sandwich lease options, and this is something that can be very effective in Canada.
Very good. And I hope everybody knows what I'm talking about. Sandwich lease option is nothing more than you leasing it with the option to buy, and then you putting a tenant buyer in there and leasing it to them with the option to buy. And obviously you're collecting more than you're paying. A whole other strategy that I probably should have put into the boot camp, but there was only 4 days.
Yeah. And Ron, I apologize on that phone number. It's actually 480-832-6568. 480-832-6568.
All right.
Okay,
thank
and
you
the
Manette.
Other thing, and like what you said too, Ron, if people have their house free and clear, I know we're running late, but if people have their house free and clear, they take a lot less payment than you think.
Yeah.
You know, and when you sandwich these options, you can get a positive.
I didn't even think about that. Boy, when they have a lot of equity in them, you can control that whole issue by negotiating that low, very low payment. In fact, that's what my buying and selling with owner financing bootcamp is going to be about too, guys, how to create tremendous monthly spreads. And one of our best targets is free and clear houses. Kathy, is anybody else in the queue there tonight? I don't want to leave anybody hanging.
Yes, we do. Our next question is coming from Lori. Lori, go ahead.
All right, Lori, where are you from?
Hi, Lori. Hi, Ron. It's a little bit off topic, but this software that you've been promoting, the FreedomSoft?
Yes.
Software, is that Canadianized?
Lori, I don't know. Anybody else on the phone know? Okay, that answers that.
Okay, because I know it's going off the market tonight, so there's no way to contact. Anyways.
I was on the call, but I honestly don't know if it's Canadianized or not. I
was looking through some of the webinar, and, of course, a lot of it is geared towards the States, but
it
looks like really slick software to help automate things. But I hate to invest in the money and not have it.
Why don't you contact them by email?
I've tried to find their contact info. It all just goes to their sales page. And anyways, I've sent an email.
Email our office.
Are you
Masters? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Brittany will track it down for you. We know the guys.
Terrific. Thank you.
All right. Kathy?
Okay. Our next question is coming from George. George, go ahead.
Hi, Ron.
Yes, sir.
It's George. I called FreedomSoft to ask about that very question.
Uh-huh.
And here's the letter I got back from Preston.
Okay.
Today's email.
All right.
I'll read it. I noticed that you're operating FreedomSoft from Canada. Here's the deal. We built FreedomSoft for our personal business originally, so obviously Canada was not taken into consideration. Now, of course, we have a ton of people in Canada wanting to use FreedomSoft, and that's totally cool. At the second, though, it's only used for virtual investing and wholesaling in the States. But we are working on full Canada integration. It's definitely on its way. My suggestion is to use FreedomSoft for investing. You can do it in the States, of course, from Canada. And sit tight till we're fully integrated.
Okay, my suggestion then would be to sit tight till it's fully integrated.
Well, on the other hand, I went through the promo today, the demo.
Uh-huh.
And I can see that I can input all of my buyers into it and put into it the sellers I run into, and it's going to mass market all of my letters.
Oh, well, if that part of it works, that's reason enough to buy it right there.
That's right. It's going to save me a heck of a bunch of money and time in marketing.
Oh, it's a great piece of software.
So I bought it, and I think the prospects for Canadians are very good.
All right. Well, then thank you for that input. Then you answered the question.
Well, see, that just illustrates the point that these guys in Canada, they're on the cutting edge, Ron, with a lot of these programs. They're on the cutting edge, and, of course, you run into a little flack up front, but you end up being the pioneers who make the money.
Yep, and I have to be the pioneer to bring all this stuff up there to you, but I'm used to it. Okay, Kathy, you got any more calls in that thing?
We have no other questions.
Okay, look at that. Are we on time or what? Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Well, guys, I appreciate you tuning in tonight. A lot of stuff we covered, and I'm really, really glad that you guys did join us tonight. I know you got a lot of conflicts going on up there with Don's thing in Toronto tonight, but we're looking forward to when I come back up there in April. I'll be seeing all of you guys again. In fact, I will see a bunch of you in Vegas next week. So with that said, thank you. Good night, and keep us in touch. Keep those letters coming in. Work with your mentors if you have them, and we'll do everything we can to make you very, very successful and make 2010 the best year of your life. So good night, and see you soon.
Thank you, Ron.
And thank you guys for helping.